Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Myself to be a Travis Hunter fan. I just liked watching him play last year. He was incredibly electric. I would have voted for him to win the Heisman Trophy last year. I know a lot of you would have voted for Ashton Jeanty. Two great players. I thought that Travis Hunter was the best player in college football last season. This is the thing that's really confusing to me about Jacksonville and their plan with Travis Hunter. They're not really using him, which just doesn't really make any sense. So let's talk about it from a wide receiver perspective, because that's where they seem like they think he fits best. Emeka Egbuka, who is having a phenomenal rookie year, he's playing in 85% of the offensive snaps for Tampa Bay. 85%. I mean, this is the guy that's getting a lot of opportunities, getting a lot of routes, getting a lot of chances, and making the most of his chances as a dynamic college receiver who has really, really transitioned well into the National Football League. If you look at Jacksonville, Travis Hunter is playing in 57% of the snaps. So to add it, Emeka Egbuka has played in 290 snaps so far this season. Travis Hunter has played 159. Now, Egbuka's played one extra game because of yesterday, but that's at least giving you a percentage of kind of how they're using him. And then on defense, I mean, they're not really using him. He's played in 38% of their defensive snaps. So you're not really committed to him being your number two wide receiver, certainly not in terms of usage, routes, all of those kind of things. You have him just kind of in the mix with your other wide receivers. Parker Washington, who's actually had a pretty good year so far this year. So, like, you're not really using him much more than those guys. And then on defense, you're not really giving him a whole lot of opportunities. He's only playing in 38% of the defensive snaps. You got to commit to doing one of these two things with Travis Hunter. You got to just let him go how Colorado did last year and just let him play. And maybe he breaks down, but you just got to let him play. You got to let him go out there and play wide receiver, turn around and play on defense. You just got to let Travis Hunter go, or you got to use him how Deion was used when he was with the Atlanta Falcons. I'm going to play corner, or I'm going to play primarily one position, and I'll moonlight periodically on the other side. You guys remember how the Cowboys used Deion, how the Falcons used Deion. We're going to let you do a little kick return. We're going to let you do a little punt return. You're primarily going to play corner, but every once in a while, we'll put you on offense. We'll give you a go route. We'll give you an end around. We'll give you a jet sweep. We just think that you are an explosive player with your hand. There seemed to be a plan with the usage of Deion Sanders when teams were trying to do this. I don't really know what the plan is with Travis Hunter. You're not using him like a number one wide receiver, which you spent a significant amount of resources. You feel like he could be a number one wide receiver. So you're not using him like that. You're also not using him like a guy that could turn out to be an all-pro corner. This just feels like such a misusage of his ability. Also, just not getting the bang for your buck of what you traded for. You traded a future first-round pick to go get him. You think that Travis Hunter is a special, special talent. Then you got to use him like he's a special, special talent. But right now, he's incredibly average at two things. He's an incredibly average wide receiver, and they're making him an incredibly average corner. I think he can be one of the best corners in the league. You can't be that if you're only playing 38% of the snaps. There's no way you can turn into that.
Can you explain to me, and maybe the answer is as simple as it's Jacksonville and the NFL world does not keep up with Jacksonville. And that's fine if that's the answer to this question. Why is this not a major talking point all the time this season in the NFL? Like, just, you always have talk about the say it out loud test. Let's say it out loud. Why is this not a bigger deal? The Heisman Trophy winner was a top five pick, a team hemorrhage future draft capital to go acquire him. They are now not playing him. I know he's on the field, but based on those numbers, he's basically a rotational player at both positions. Why is this not a major talking point ever?
Jacksonville.
I would imagine if you were to poll 500 Chiefs fans who, before they heard this segment, they would probably say, hey, and you ask them, hey, what do you remember about the Jags game? The Chiefs play the Jags Monday Night Football. What do you remember about the Jags? I bet a bunch of them, it's like, oh, the Jags have Travis Hunter because they saw him last year at Colorado and they don't watch Jags games. It's just astonishing to me that the best player in college football last year, the biggest story in college football last year, probably the biggest story on draft night because of the trade with the Browns and what everyone gave up, and one of the biggest stories in training camp, which was just, what, 3 months ago because he had to play both sides of the ball, is basically not playing NFL football. And it's kind of like, oh, the average person is just learning that. It's legitimately astonishing to me. And I'm with you. I think you're higher on Travis Hunter than I am, like, because you liked him more than me, and that's fine. But you got to either A, commit to him being one of the two and let him loose, or you got to do what you said and commit to him being both. Because right now, him not playing is just the craziest thing I think we see in the NFL this season.
Yeah, a lot of it, to me, it's just usage. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm looking at the Chiefs' snap counts. I mean, Tyquan Thornton has been on the field more at wide receiver than Travis Hunter has been so far this season. So you're not getting your value as a wide receiver. He's just not on the field enough. And Tyquan Thornton, I'm not here to put down him. I'm just using him, like, and it's an example. Like, the Chiefs didn't spend the number two overall pick on Tyquan Thornton. I think we know what he is. Hey, he's a very productive player, role guy. He's found his niche, and he is going to live in it. That's not how at least Travis Hunter was viewed coming into the NFL. And then when you look on the defensive side of how he's being used, you're not getting the value on that side of the ball either because you're just not playing him enough. It sounds like you and I agree when it comes to this. Like, you and I are on the same page. You either got to commit to, we're going to play you at corner, so you're going to be on the field 85% of the time, and then we'll use you periodically as a wide receiver, or vice versa. Hey, we think you can be a Mecca Egbuka. We think you can be one of the best young receivers in the NFL. We are going to hone in on that, and we'll let you moonlight as a corner every once in a while. But right now, you just got, you got two average players on both sides of the ball. I think somebody made this joke on Twitter. I wish I knew who it was. I would give him credit. You spent the number two overall pick on an okay corner and Wandale Robinson on offense. That's what you spent it on. That's obviously not what you thought he was going to be. So you just got to commit to whatever the plan is. But it just doesn't feel like they have a plan right now.
Me and you agree. I guess the one addendum to where we kind of minorly disagree is, I honestly, if I was a Jags fan, which I'm not because I exist in the world and Jags fans are an idea, they're a myth, they're a concept, I don't care which side of the ball he plays at. I just want him on the field more on either side. I agree with you. I think he's a better corner than wide receiver. But if Liam Cohen and the Jags decided he's our new wide receiver number two and he's going to be getting 75-80% of the snaps and we're not going to mess around with him on defense anymore, that's fine. I saw Travis Hunter play live last year. He's a good wide receiver. I think he could be a good NFL wide receiver. I think he's a better corner, so I'd be in your camp, and I would be playing him more there. But this idea of, you know, a dollop of offense, a dollop of defense, but never really doing either at a very high rate, high usage, or high level is benefiting the Jags none. Honestly, considering they're getting so little out of their first-round pick, which seems to be their own doing, it's really remarkable the Jags are pretty good this year because they're getting nothing out of Travis Hunter, who last year, again, won the Heisman for how good he was in college football.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.